we're not in the community ourselves. We obviously have volunteers in the community, but we need the community to be able to identify its own needs rather than have an outside body like ourselves making decisions. So the advisory committee was set up last evening. There are five members on it, and if you go to the website, you'll see who the members are. And the intent is that when the applications come in, they'll come in to us centrally online, and then we will have a look just to be sure they meet the criteria, and then we will move them to the advisory committee probably in the first week of February. So people have until the 31st of January to apply. And we'll ask the advisory committee's advice in relation to the suitability, the appropriateness of the applications. It's not a huge amount of money in the context of the needs of Chrysler and its community. But we think at this stage applications for between 500 and 40,000 would be acceptable. And when you start to look at the various areas, particularly the trauma area, also the use of sports and youth development and youth activities and the link back in with, I suppose, trauma-related supports and the building of resilience. Also, there is the commemorative side. And indeed, the families in particular were quite keen that this would not be lost, that there would be opportunities for groups, community groups, to seek funds, to honour the people who lost their lives and to remember them.